So we're so happy to have Carol Johnson, the founder and CEO of UteruneKind. This is an app that improves the experience of uterine care for everyone. UteruneKind helps patients monitor and measure their symptom experiences, accelerating the time from the symptom onset to diagnosis and treatment of debilitating chronic conditions like endometriosis and fibroids. So thank you for joining us, Carol. It's really a pleasure to have you on Noise Filter. Can you tell us a little something about UteruneKind?
Sure. So I'm the founder of UteruneKind, and UteruneKind creates an app that makes it really easy for people to record their daily symptoms in detail and then be able to monitor those symptoms over time to see how symptoms impact each other and how treatments and lifestyle choices impact those symptoms. And then it also enables a person to take that information to their doctor and supply their self-reported symptoms data in a graph that the doctor is able to really quickly and easily scan, improving those first 6 minutes of a consultation that can be really stressful and also not very productive, because as patients, we're not trained to give a really great symptom story. But as a doctor, you know that 90% of a diagnosis comes from the patient's symptom story. And so it's important that patients have the body literacy and the health literacy and the data so that when they walk into their doctor, they can really start a productive conversation about what to do to fix the root cause of their symptoms.
You know, this sounds like there's a great story behind what the motivation for the development of this app. I would love to hear the origin story.
Sure. Well, great is an interesting word because the origin story really centers on the fact that for over 20 years, I lived with undiagnosed fibroids and celiac disease. And I went to close to 10 different doctors, and I had over 50 doctor appointments to try to get to the root cause of my symptoms. And during that time, I experienced mental health challenges because I felt like my body was out of control and nobody seemed to care. And then I ended up working in women's health for about close to the last 10 years. And in the market research that I was fortunate enough to participate in, I recognized that other women were having the same experience that I was having or that I had had. And that my clients, who were medical device manufacturers, they weren't able to fix the problem and the physicians weren't able to fix the problem. So we saw an opportunity to create the UteruneKind app, which is designed for females, and help them tell that data story that I couldn't tell over a period of, you know, almost 25 years, and really just clean up the experience of getting gynecologic care for both the patient and the providers, because as you know, they're working under incredibly stressful circumstances. And so anything that we can do to help them have an easier day as they see 30 to 40 to 50 patients, it benefits everybody.
Yeah, it certainly does. There's no question about it. I just think to myself how much I would love if somebody came to me with a prepared document or graphs that I, you know, as an infectious disease doctor, so I could look at fever trends over time or chills or other symptoms that people may have that can predict either bacteremia or viremia or something along those lines. This is amazing. So tell me, what was the impetus? So here's the story. So what happened from there? Like, did, you know, at one point, once celiac was diagnosed and of course, you know, getting into a gluten-free diet and then fibroids were diagnosed, What happened at that point? Did you then sit down and say, well, let me make this process easier for other people? And if so, how did you come about with what went into the app and how was it developed?
Sure. The process of getting diagnosed, the celiac disease, I diagnosed with research and an elimination diet. And interestingly enough, when I switched primary care physicians and I went in for my first appointment with my primary care doctor, he said, oh, I see you have celiac disease. Who diagnosed you? And when I said that I diagnosed myself by consuming the research that was available and doing an elimination diet, he rolled his eyes at me. I've never forgotten that. And I've never been back to a primary care physician as a result, which is probably not a great thing. And so I want people to feel confident walking into their appointments so that they can brush that stuff aside and get to a diagnosis. And so when we recognized the problem and that our clients couldn't fix the problem, we really focused on giving the patient an equal seat at the table. And we were led there by something that healthcare professionals desire in their experience with patients, which is to have an environment that supports shared decision making. And we realized that, well, you can't have shared decision making if you don't have any base of knowledge. So we decided to bring three things together, which was the ability to tell a very detailed symptom story in a way that it could not be ignored by doctors, and that it also made it very easy for them to be able to connect the dots on what's going on, and then to bring in information about treatment options, and then also get them exposed to the research. Because doctors don't have the opportunity, especially obstetricians and gynecologists, don't have the opportunity to digest all of this research and connect the dots. As an example, I just found a study that was done in 2014 that links celiac disease with abnormal uterine bleeding. And the research scientists said at the conclusion of the study that doctors need to consider celiac disease as a cause of abnormal uterine bleeding. And so I have never had a doctor talk to me about that at all. I only found that through digging through research on my own. So what we do in the app is we get that research and then we summarize it for the patient so that we can help them participate in shared decision-making and informed consent and be educated on what's out there from a research perspective. And then because we were a marketing and creative agency working in women's healthcare, we knew how to do the design and we knew what the issues were around existing period tracking apps, for example. And so we created an environment that was really supportive for people who were living with undiagnosed chronic conditions. So it's not about finding out when your period's going to start so you can plan your beach getaway. It's or plan, you know, fertility or something like that. It's about getting to the root cause of undiagnosed chronic conditions, which impact, you know, abnormal uterine bleeding impacts up to 1 in 3 women. And that includes fibroids, polyps, adenomyosis. These are debilitating conditions that are going undiagnosed today. And so we wanted to make sure that our app really catered to people who were living with these undiagnosed conditions, and that we gave them access to the research and gave them really a sense of peace of mind that by having their own medical record, in essence, meaning their symptoms report, that no matter where they need to defend their symptoms or tell their symptom story, they're prepared with that data.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like I said, as a physician, that's always something that we love looking at because we make our decisions based on data, especially if it's something that's as summarizable as graphs and tables, as you mentioned a moment ago.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast. Follow us on social media and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.